The church's most famous prayer ends with the words, "Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory." This exercise in contemplation is to help us actually to receive and experience the power of God, the divine I Am, so that we may learn to use that power for the benefit of ourselves and for others as we continue our journey into God. Before we make our attempt to receive divine all power into our minds in the first silence, we need to ensure that our conception of it is reasonably accurate. Colson writes, "When the Bible ascribes all power to God, it means, as always, exactly what it says. There is no power but of God. We must begin by realizing, therefore, that there is literally no true power, no power that really is power, anywhere or at any time, other than that emanating from the divine I Am." So we soon find the saying that best expresses this truth. It comes at the end of St. Matthew's Gospel, at the time of the Lord's ascension, when he says, "All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth." Now, divine all power is emphatically not human force writ large. For the way in which God seeks to bring our wills into conformity with his will is the way of love, the love which draws us to him. Love, Colson writes, has the strongest drawing power of all, and the more enduring and pure the love, the deeper and more irresistible is its power to attract. One may therefore say that the essence of divine all power is perfect love, and that it is wielded with the infinite care, humility, and patience of perfect love. Having made sure then that we have some idea of the significance of divine all power, we prepare once again to attune our minds to the words of the divine I Am. As before, we adopt our suitable posture, relaxed and alert, and we begin by listening for 2 minutes or so to the divine invitation to come. "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." This is also an opportunity to offload our cares and anxieties, perhaps especially those burdens we bear which may have resulted from our misuse of power, or other people's misuse of power to our disadvantage. Identify the burden, whatever it is, and hand it over during these 2 minutes. "Come unto me and rest." Now we listen for up to 10 minutes in silence, repeating gently the saying, "All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power has been given unto me in heaven and earth." All power has been given unto me. Take a few moments just to stretch your limbs. Now we prepare to receive the divine word more deeply into our hearts. On the whole, human beings prefer human power to divine power. Even if we do have an intellectual understanding that true power lies in the divine I am, we still try to overcome our problems by bringing to bear our own resources, using the puny power of our human I am. But even if we are partially successful in this, ultimately, all human power is doomed to failure and comes to nothing. Our real need is for divine power. We can achieve nothing worthwhile without the divine resources. And these must be received inwardly and deeply before they can become available for use. The prayer book exhorts us to hear and receive God's holy word. Our hearing of the word informs the mind, but that's only a beginning. Our receiving of it instructs the heart, giving us what Colson calls heart knowledge of the divine I am. That is what we're about as we enter this second period of silence. In the silence, listen to the saying as if it was being spoken repeatedly by God to you, which of course it is. All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power has been given unto me. Our final silence will put the word to work as our will is energized by the saying. First, we decide to summarize the saying into the watchword, all power. Then we think briefly of a busy day, a time when our own resources to cope are at full stretch, perhaps even at breaking point. Then, momentarily, just before we actually engage in this or that stressful activity, we quickly call to mind the watchword, all power, all power. Then we enter into the activity, not in our strength, but in the strength, the all-powerful strength of the divine I am. This transfer of our attention from our own self to the Supreme Self means that we are dealing with life's problems in the name of Christ, with the mind of Christ, and therefore in the best possible way. Resolve to try this, not only in the few minutes of the silence which you have set aside for contemplative prayer, but each day during the next month, as you go about your daily tasks. We can prepare for this now in the third silence of this exercise. Begin by imagining the stressful time to come. Then, as soon as the picture is clear, focus your attention on the watchword, all power, knowing that it stands for the complete saying, all power has been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Now see yourself using his power, not your own, to deal with the situation. All power. All power. We end as usual with the prayer of thanksgiving and self-oblation.